Good morning. This is Max Sturks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few reminders for our CRP producers and those interested in the CRP program. USDA recently authorized Farm Service Agency offices to begin accepting new offers and applications for Continuous Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, practices. Producers enrolled in CRP plant long-term, resource-conserving covers to control soil erosion, improve air and water quality, and develop wildlife habitat. In return, FSA provides participants with rental payments and cost-share assistance. CRP contracts are normally 10 years, but can be up to 15 years in duration. The new continuous sign-up 44 begins May 13, 2013, and includes upland bird habitat buffer initiative and duck nesting habitat initiative practices. It also authorizes a pollinator initiative practice to encourage the enhancement of pollinator insects like honeybees and the Iowa Pheasant Recovery Initiative practice to develop the growth of pheasant population across the state. Another practice available is the Highly Erodible Land Initiative, which is available to voluntarily protect highly erodible cropland, defined as cropland that has a weighted erodibility index, or EI, greater than or equal to 20. The average soil erosion rate on cropland with an EI greater than or equal to 20 is over 20 tons per acre per year. Soil erosion at that rate reduces long-term productivity of those lands and has the potential to have significant off-site impacts to both water quality and air quality. This continuous CRP sign-up is available for eligible cropland not currently in CRP, as well as general sign-up CRP contracts scheduled to expire on September 30th of this year. Limited to certain eligible practices, some of which are under an acreage cap for the entire state of Iowa, these sign-up offers will be accepted until September 30, 2013. In addition to the continuous CRP sign-up 44, there will also be a general CRP sign-up 45 beginning May 20th, which is the following week, through June 14, 2013. Contracts accepted for CRP sign-up 45 will begin October 1st. Land currently not enrolled in CRP may be offered for enrollment during CRP sign-up 45. In addition, current CRP participants who have contracts that will be expiring September 30, 2013 are also eligible to submit offers for the general sign-up. Producers must visit a local county FSA office to submit general CRP offers, and those offers only will be accepted during the sign-up period of May 20 through June 14. To be eligible for placement in the CRP general sign-up, land must be cropland that was planted or considered planted to an agricultural commodity 4 of the 6 years from 2002 to 2007, and must also be physically and legally capable of being planted in a normal manner to an agricultural commodity, which means there can be no planting restrictions due to an easement or other legally binding instrument. Each eligible CRP offer is ranked according to the Environmental Benefits Index, EBI, in comparison to all other offers and selections made from that ranking. Several EBI factors are used to assess the environmental benefits for the land offered. They include wildlife habitat benefits resulting from covers on contract acreage, water quality benefits from reduced erosion, runoff and leaching, on-farm benefits from reduced erosion, benefits that will likely endure beyond the contract period, air quality benefits from reduced wind erosion, and cost. For questions or more information about either the continuous CRP sign-up 44 or the general CRP sign-up 45, contact your county FSA office. Current producers participating in the CRP program are also reminded they are responsible for CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices in according to their conservation plan without additional cost-share assistance. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of other weeds not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area. CRP participants need to receive FSA approval before beginning spot weed treatment during the primary nesting season, which starts May 15th and extends till August 1st. Treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing, and it's limited to the immediate area of infestation. Producers who completed CRP mid-contract management activities this spring are also reminded to turn in their cost-share billings to the local office as soon as possible in order to be processed for payment. If CRP mid-contract management was not completed prior to May 15, CRP producers are reminded they need to complete the mid-contract management after August 1st and before September 30th of this year. Next, some brief reminders about the 2012 crop year marketing assistance loans. Producers are reminded they only have 3 weeks left to take advantage of FSA's 9-month marketing assistance loans. The May 2013 interest rate for commodity loans is 1.125%, and Cass County's 2012 loan rates are $1.84 per bushel for corn and $4.91 per bushel for soybeans. Loan rates in other counties across the listening area are comparable. Call or stop by your local USDA service center to inquire about the loan rates in your particular county. Eligible producers may request a marketing assistance loan for their 2012 crops through May 31st, 2013. And finally, DCP and ACRE program sign-up. Enrollment for the 2013 Direct and Countercyclical Payment, DCP, and the Average Crop Revenue Election, ACRE programs, began in February. Producers are reminded to call your local FSA office and schedule an appointment to either enroll in either DCP or ACRE. The ACRE sign-up period ends June 3rd, while the DCP sign-up period continues through August 2nd. We encourage you to schedule your appointment now to avoid the busy season when acreage reporting begins. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.